Groups of Chicago teens continue wandering neighborhoods destroying property, terrorizing people. By Warner Todd Houston on June 29, 2023. Since the coldest winter weather ended in Chicago this year, groups of hundreds of teens have been carousing through various Chicago neighborhoods, reportedly vandalizing cars, stealing from businesses, and physically assaulting people on the streets. The most recent gathering of hundreds of marauding teenagers and young adults occurred on Monday evening in the Lakeview neighborhood, an area just north of downtown. The mob of violent teens used the Chicago L train at the Belmont Red Line to gather in the Lakeview neighborhood, swarming out of the station in numbers big enough to shut down traffic adjacent to the station, according to WGN News. The teens immediately began jumping up and down on vehicles, damaging rooftops and hoods and breaking windshields, before they fanned out to enter local businesses. One woman who called the police as the teens began their campaign of terror was told the Chicago Police Department, CPD, cannot help. "I was told that there was nothing they could do," the woman said of what she was told by a police officer. "They were so overwhelmed at the moment that there were just way too many calls coming in. It's terrifying," said Lakeview resident Grace Rowan, who relayed that she heard gunshots during the assault on the neighborhood. "It has been very chaotic, and as somebody who's lived in Lakeview for the past 3 years, it's very scary to see how things have changed over time." Video from WGN-TV showed teens jumping on cars and raiding businesses while Chicago police officers stood by watching. Shockingly, the CPD only made 2 arrests despite the widespread destruction, according to ABC 7. Resident Dominic Restigno said she was even told by officers that she was not allowed to go try to move her vehicle, which she later found vandalized. "I looked down, and there was just a mob of people and a bunch of cops standing around, watching, and I went to one of them and said, 'My car was in there.' And he said, 'You were not getting it tonight,'" Restigno told ABC. 44th Ward Ald. Bennett Lawson blasted the Chicago Transit Authority for not doing something to stop the hundreds of teens from using the CTA as a means of transportation for their violent, destructive gatherings. "I have to talk to the CTA. They need to be a partner in our success, and in our safety, and they are. But, understanding people need to move through the city. But when it's appropriate to close the Belmont station, we should be able to do that," Ald. Lawson said. "I think every year, we make tweaks in the plan for Pride, and everything that happens around it. We have to start to figure this thing better." Lawson added that the same thing happened last year after the Chicago Pride Parade. CPD issued a statement, saying, "The Chicago Police Department works closely with our city partners, including the Chicago Transit Authority, CTA, and the Department of Streets and Sanitation. We frequently collaborate and coordinate in public safety efforts and greatly appreciate their continued partnership and support in these efforts." The CTA also spoke up, claiming it has protocols in place for such incidents, but so far, it does not appear these policies, whatever they are, have ever been used to stop such gatherings. The CTA has a very close working relationship with the Chicago Police Department and other city agencies, and coordinates very closely with those entities on every event and activity, including adjusting service as necessary. CPD and CTA have protocols in place to address possible station closures, which are designed to ensure a balance between public safety and providing service to CTA customers, the transit agency exclaimed. Watch: group jumps on car, runs across traffic in Chicago during teenage weekend of chaos. These mass crowds of teens causing chaos in the Windy City streets have occurred time and again this year. Just in April, a couple suffered a serious attack as groups of hundreds of teens caroused mob the city's downtown loop area. Also in April, 2 teens were shot by someone apparently shooting randomly into a crowd downtown during 4 days of rioting and teen mob action. In May, Chicago's new mayor, self-professed progressive Brandon Johnson, took office, but the new mayor does not seem to have been able to make a dent in the rising crime rates or put a stop to these mobs of teens terrorizing the city. Indeed, Johnson was heard recently scolding the media and residents for demonizing the mobs of teens. "In no way do I condone the destructive activity we saw in the Loop and Lakefront this weekend," Johnson said after the 4 days of destruction wrought in April. "It is unacceptable and has no place in our city. However, It is not constructive to demonize youth who have otherwise been starved of opportunities in their own communities. Watch, immigrants make camp, scatter belongings and trash in police stations around Chicago. Meanwhile, Johnson has busied himself with looking to put $25 million in city funds to house illegal aliens and turn several of the city's schools and colleges into shelters for illegal aliens, even as up to 50 Chicagoans have been shot every weekend since he took office. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.